All right, guys, we're so excited for today's show. We have Angela Johnson. It's going to be a good one. But first, let's talk about our favorite drink, LaCroix. LaCroix's sparkling water was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment flavor and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. LaCroix's 25 flavors are confirmed to be derived from natural sources and natural fruit essences, with the newest flavor, hibiscus. Yummy.
The LaCroix family also includes six LaCroix karate flavors. Some include pina frase, kiwi sandia, melon pomelo, and a few more. LaCroix karate has a bolder flavor, same innocent nutritionals. LaCroix sparkling waters and LaCroix karate sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO, Whole30 approved and environmentally friendly. LaCroix cans are perpetually sustainable and recyclable. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at LaCroixWater.com. Again, for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com.
From Podcast One and the Lady Gang, are you ready for a relatable, unapologetic take on life? This is the Ladies Like Us podcast with Nazanin Mandy and Nadia Mohan.
What's up? Happy Tuesday, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Ladies Like Us.
We made it through another week.
We always make it through.
We do.
Well, so what you want to talk about today, Nazanin?
Oh, well, this week I finally did those workout videos that I was talking about a couple episodes before with my new resistance band.
Right, I was there.
You were there. She did the glam and the hair, actually.
Yes.
But let me tell you, that was one of the most strenuous things I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It was 50 videos.
Right.
50 exercises, right. So 50 videos. They're a minute long.
Right. And making sure your form is right and everything.
And making sure I don't sweat off my makeup and the hair stays up and the outfit's not giving me a muffin.
Right.
Like, it was
more things to think about than just regular working out.
It was so much.
Yeah.
Like,
I could see that.
At the end of the day, I was like, I just need a pizza.
Yeah.
And to lay on my couch.
What did we eat after? Did we have
that Collie Power pizza?
Not even real pizza.
Right, I know. So we love this like Pizza Rev.
Yeah.
Collie Power pizza. It is so good.
So good.
So that's like our alternative to real pizza.
It's like
you guys should try it.
Yeah, it's fake pizza.
But
it's really good. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Good.
Even I like it.
Yeah.
Nadia endorses the cauliflower pizza.
You know it's A1.
I mean, honestly, I'm like, did anything great happen this week? Probably not.
You got through it.
I got through it.
That is a high.
Yeah, like
she got high this week.
Right. I mean, not a week that goes by
that she don't get high.
But I will say, this is one thing that caught my attention that I do want to talk about. It's not like a blow, but it's something that I actually kind of feel bad about.
Okay.
So from time to time, I'll go and look at our reviews on
our podcast app.
The app on
Apple.
Apple. Thank you. I cannot speak. And so then I read a review, and she was talking about she was excited, blah, blah, blah. And that we talked about the fact that, like, having a 9-to-5 sucks.
When did we say that?
Oh, no. We've said that, girl. I've said that lots of times. I know that. But here's the thing.
But she's taking it.
Well, yeah. I mean, she has a 9-to-5. She's like, thanks, guys.
Yes, but I'm assuming she's taking it as like we're demeaning her 9-to-5.
Right.
And we're not.
And we're not. And that's what I wanted to talk about and clarify, is because the reason I say that, and this is coming from my personal experience, is because I've had many 9-to-5 jobs.
Same.
And I am a creative person. I am a person who is artistic and creative, and I wasn't following my passion. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for me, it is a huge blessing that I'm able to. Not everybody is able to.
No.
You know, and that's the truth of the matter.
But that's your path.
Right. And I just don't want people to think that I'm putting down people that have 9-to-5s, because I don't feel like that. It's more of like, I did it, I was there, and I was absolutely miserable doing it. You know?
I've been in the same boat. I had to leave.
Yeah. It's just not for us.
No.
And luckily, we found the means to figure out a different way to make income. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, just because I'm following my passion doesn't mean I don't struggle. I struggle every single day. Like,
I see it.
Yeah. Like, I still drive a Mazda. Like, yeah, I could go have a 9-to-5 and go back into the mortgage industry and make lots of money and have a secure job and have benefits.
But you wouldn't be happy.
But I wouldn't be happy. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to take the road less traveled and pursue my passion. And it's not always easy, but, you know, I've never been happier. And I'm okay with having sacrifices and, making sacrifices and not always having a consistent flow of money and having to budget and know, okay, winter's coming, work slows down, you need to save. Like, these are the things that I have to encounter. So it's not always this, like, fantastic,
glamorous life.
Exactly. No, it's not.
Trust me. Everything at the end of the day, doesn't matter what you do, has a price.
Exactly.
I say that all the time. It doesn't matter if you are the wealthiest person in the world or the not so wealthiest person in the world. Everything has a price.
Absolutely.
And it all depends on what you're willing to put up with at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So I just, like, you know, I 9-to-5 jobs are important. They do keep the world running. They are necessary.
We need them.
We need them. We need you.
Right.
And then, and same thing with Omar. I say that about Omar is because he went to school for acting.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah. He's also super, you know, passionate, creative. And he's just, the 9-to-5 kills him too. You know what I mean?
I know.
So,
because he's a creative.
Yeah, he's not following his passion. So it's just a job to him that he's got to go up, get
and
ready.
Pay his bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So he's handling his shit and
props to
him.
We are proud of you.
Yes.
You're one of the most wittiest people I've ever met in my life.
Yes.
No, honestly, like, he could find the humor and wit out of anything.
I know.
Like a piece of toilet paper.
He's dark sided.
Yeah. But I love it. Like, I with it. So, man, you know what?
You know, I do.
Right. And you know what? The beautiful thing is, even if you work a 9-to-5 and if you're happy or you're not happy, you can always change your career path.
Absolutely.
If you choose to do so. But
absolutely.
Just know that that comes with a sacrifice.
Absolutely.
You know, you might have to give up a few things. You might have to work a bit harder.
Yeah.
But life is what you make it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And nobody's trying to demean what you're doing.
No.
At all. We're just giving you experiences that we've been through.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And I think, like, whatever you're passionate about or your calling or whatever it is, if you have to do, you know, you have to get up every morning and go to your job and show up every day, like make sure you have something on the side, a hobby or something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Like, you need that for yourself, for your own sanity. Yeah. Like, whatever it is, you're drawing, you're going to yoga, you're whatever it is, like, find that one little thing. You need your own moment. You need your own time to keep you happy. Everybody needs it.
Yeah, it's that one thing that, like, keeps you alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
That keeps that fire within you that can pull you through your days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
like, you 9-to-5ers get it.
No, exactly. And so I'm sorry if that was misconstrued. Again, our take on 9-to-5 is not the best because we've been there and done that, and it wasn't for us.
At all.
We were blessed enough to not have to do that life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows what the future holds?
Nobody
knows.
Maybe
10 years from now, I'm going to go be like, you know what? I'm doing this 9-to-5. I got to do it. I got kids. I got, you know, I have the luxury of not having to do that right now. So that's my life.
Amen.
Unapologetic.
There you go. And relatable. That's us.
She said we weren't relatable.
Hey, girl.
Listen, maybe, like, hanging out with celebs every once in a while is not relatable.
It's not.
Even for me, I'm like, is this my life?
It's not relatable, but this
at
is
all.
The path we chose.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
the things that we go through on a daily basis or whatever it is, mentally, emotionally, with our relationships, with our friendships, all that shit is relatable. It's all the same shit. Whatever you're going through, we've probably gone through it or will go through it.
Or even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Half the things I can't even talk to you guys about. So there you go.
Oh, why is that fascinating?
So hot. I mean, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to talk about that because
really glad you brought that up.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt bad. Like, I didn't want it to come across that way, you know?
Because that's not the intent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then what else happened?
Well, I'll talk about my blow.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not that serious.
Okay.
But since I did all these workout videos, I literally felt like I couldn't walk the next day.
Did you really?
I was like so sore. I was like, what did I do to myself?
Damn.
Yeah. And as much as I work out consistently, nothing really prepared me for that.
You have to hold those poses, man.
Oh,
this shit's rough.
It was rough. So yeah, I'm really sore, guys.
So when you see the video, just know.
I was in so much pain. It was not a pleasant experience, but it was really worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I did it.
It was for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Also, they cut me off. They cut my face off.
Oh, my God. She's going in.
No. While I was looking at the reviews, I scrolled down and they put... they go, host and guest, Naz and Emandy, host. Literally cut Naz's face off our picture together and didn't put me. I was like, what in the hell?
You know, it makes me think, is it because I'm already on Apple because I have music on there?
I mean, who knows? I just thought it was funny.
No, I think it's shitty. Who did that?
Who did that?
You're fired.
You're fired. I was like, thanks, guys. I'm not standing next to Naz
right.
or anything. My name isn't on there next to her.
We're going to get that fixed ASAP,
it's
guys.
No worries. It is what it is. One day I'll be a star.
She already is, guys.
One day I'll have my name in lights.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Up next, you most definitely know who she is. She has that amazing viral lady salon bit. Comedian.
Lady Salon.
I know. I was like, wait, what is it? Salon?
We're not cutting this out. This is staying in there. A lady salon.
What is it?
Nail salon.
Nail. Oh my God. I need a coffee.
That's
you guys.
Amazing.
I need a coffee.
Okay. The nail salon comedian.
Up next, we have the amazing nail salon comedian, Angela Johnson.
Yeah. So excited. Saving money on award-winning wine you're guaranteed to love has never been easier with First Leaf. Unlike other wine clubs that just guess about your favorite wines, First Leaf uses your feedback and ratings to curate wine selections personalized by your unique tastes. First Leaf is so confident in the quality of their wine, they even have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That means if you're not feeling a particular bottle of wine, First Leaf will cover it completely. That is really amazing, just that part alone, because I have definitely had wines and I'm like, could have went without that one. But let me tell you about this one wine that I had with First Leaf. It was, I can't even say it right, Orthography, I think it was.
Sexy.
But basically, I never would have reached for that wine, but they sent it to me and I tried it and it was absolutely delicious, like probably one of the best wines I've ever even had.
The great thing is they gave her wine she never would have tried, and that's what's so awesome about this quiz. I am not especially well-versed in wine, so this quiz was super helpful for me. So I started by taking the First Leaf wine quiz to assess my exact wine drinking preferences, from sweetness to wine styles to even how adventurous I am. They learned a lot about what I like. First Leaf then created an introductory six-pack of wine for me. All for just $29.95.
Woo!
Yes. Seriously, an introductory six-pack of wine for only $29.95. These wines normally go for at least like $20 a piece. When bottles arrived, I tasted and rated them online. First Leaf took my rating and selected unique wines based on my taste for my next shipment. I mean, in fact, First Leaf sends out more than 17,000 unique shipments of wine every month because everyone's tastes are different. Try First Leaf's Wine Club today, where buying great wine is super simple.
Sign up with our link and you'll get an exclusive intro offer. Six bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/ladies. That's six bottles of wine. Let me repeat, six bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/ladies. Do you guys wish that that double chin would just go to a faraway island and disappear and die? Are those bags and puffiness getting a little worse every single day? I feel you, girl. But y'all remember what Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas said, right? She said, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has ever looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I am just simply blown away. With GenuCell's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it is the clean luxury your skin deserves every day.
Click or call right now, and the GenuCell jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. Go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. With Chamonix 100% money back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Call now while 3-day shipping is still free. Go to GenuCell.com and select Ladies Like Us podcast for instant savings. That's GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com.
All right, guys, welcome back. We have a special guest here. You know her best as the comedian with the nail salon skit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her. The very, very funny Angela Johnson's here to talk to us today.
Hey. That is how I'm known, the nail salon, forever.
I mean, that went viral.
Yeah.
When it's I'm huge. Like Betty White age and I'm like up there, people are going to be like, the nail salon girl.
Did you think it would be as big as it is?
Never. I didn't even know that was a thing, being that big. Like, I had no clue. And, I wasn't even trying to be a comedian at the time. It was just a whole fluke thing, how it all happened. And I say fluke because it was fluke to me.
Right.
But in the bigger picture, I believe there's purpose and all of that, of course.
Right, absolutely.
But I wasn't even trying to be a comedian.
So what happened?
I was going to this church at the time called The Oasis. Mm-hmm. And The Oasis is very much like entertainment industry friendly. Mm-hmm. A lot of actors, dancers, singers, producers, everybody goes to this church.
In LA, I'm assuming?
In LA, okay. Yes.
Is it off of La Cienega?
It's on Wilshire and I forget what the new cross street is. Back in the day, it was like Wilshire and close to La Brea. Mm-hmm. But then they moved. So every Tuesday night would be like creative arts night and they would have like, if you want to be a dancer, dance class over here. If you want to be an actor, acting class over here. And
it was
their way to give back. And at the same time, they know a lot of their congregation is entertainment people. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, let's let you have a creative outlet. Mm-hmm. So I was in the acting class and we would play improv games, and I was funny in the improv game.
Just naturally.
You know, it's just like I had it.
Right.
And there was a comedian there at the church, and she came up to me. She saw me. She's like, do you want to come and take my joke writing class? And I was like, is it free?
And
that's a whole different area
what I would say too.
Of the building. Hold on,
that shit's expensive. Okay?
Yes,
like,
and she was like, "Yeah, it's free." I was like, "Okay, I guess so then."
Right,
because I wasn't trying to be a comedian.
Right,
it was just like, get in where you fit in. Mm-hmm. A free class, I'll take a free class. What do you want to teach me?
Hell yeah!
And so I take this class. One of the very first jokes that I wrote was this nail salon bit in a free class at a church.
Wow.
So good.
Honey. So then our graduation was we had to perform at a real comedy club. Uh-huh. And that was how we ended the class. And so from there, it just grew and it evolved. And what happened was I was at this time in my life where I was an extra on TV and then I was a stand-in and then I didn't have any more gigs after that. And mm-hmm. I, you know, the entertainment hustle, you try to like get a waitressing job here, but then you get an audition and you're like, well, no one can cover my shift. Do I quit my job and go to my audition? Because this could be the one that makes it for me.
Man, that's so real.
Or do I be responsible to my job? No, you quit, girl. You go to that audition. That's why you're here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would do that time and time again. So I'm at this place in my life. It's 2007. I have no job. I'm on unemployment. Mm-hmm. My unemployment checks had run out. No money. Zero funds coming in. I have no agent. Mm-hmm. I have no opportunities lined up. No audition. Nothing in my life is saying you're on the right track. Keep going.
Right.
Nothing. Yeah. Right? If it, everything is saying, girl, you tried. Yeah. That was cute. Okay. It's time to go home now. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm at this time, I have no money, no nothing, but I have two reasons why I stayed. One, I felt deep in my spirit, in my gut, that God was saying, I'm not done yet. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm not done yet. Even though everything in your life looks like it's downhill, hold on.
Right.
Why does he do that?
Right?
Why does he do that?
The ninth hour every time.
God's a comedian too.
Right.
Yes. Sometimes you got to be at that bottom so you appreciate the top.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You know?
Yeah. And I felt it and it was so real. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those where like, I know that that's not me telling myself because I don't want to stay in this, you know? Right. And the other reason was my sister would send me money to pay my rent. She would send me gift certificates to the grocery store.
Aww.
She was very much like...
She really believed in you.
Yes.
Yeah. She was holding
like,
you down.
Yes. Yeah. She was holding me down.
Mm-hmm.
So I stay and I get that somebody hits me up. They're like, hey, do you want to come do a set at the Ice House? Pay you $25. And I was like... Are you kidding me?
You're like, that's gas money. 20,
that's gas. Right. That's like 10 top ramens.
Yeah, right.
That's a box of Cheerios. Yeah, I'll be there. Sign me up. Coming.
Yeah.
And so what they were doing, they were filming the set. And this is before YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is flip phone days. Everybody had a flip phone. And they were like, okay, we're going to record your set. And then we're going to upload it for cell phones. Anyone can download a comedy clip for $1.99. They was about to charge people $1.99 to watch some comedy clips.
This is vintage.
Vintage.
Wow. And like, people used to do this, right?
Yeah. So what happened was they record our sets and, you know, I sign my contract, give my $25. Okay, great. And then they're like, okay, we're going to upload these to like, you know, Verizon flip phones, whatever. So time goes by. Completely forget about this. This brand new thing called YouTube comes out, right? Brand new. It was at the time where, like, if you got an email from someone and there was a video in it, you definitely watched the video because it was brand new. It was like, oh, I can watch a video an email? Like, that's crazy.
Exactly.
Now it's like, is there a commercial?
Yeah.
How long I got to, can I skip the conversion four seconds or not?
For real. We're all impatient and shit.
Exactly.
It's crazy because we came from that generation of before all that. So we know like the history of it.
Exactly.
We know what it's like to be without it.
Yeah. What we had to do before we had it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You got to watch all the commercials on TV. Mm-hmm. Like it's a different time. And so what happened was I started getting phone calls from people that I know, like family members. I remember a cousin back home in San Jose called me one time and she goes, hey, there's like an email chain going around at work and it's a video of you. And they don't even know that you're my cousin. Like they just sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, a video?
You're like, what was I doing?
What was I doing in a video? Hold on. Don't click on it. Don't click on it yet.
It's a virus.
Right.
It's a virus. Don't watch it. She's like, it's a video of you doing this nail salon joke.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I did that at the Ice House like a year ago. It was supposed to be.
It was that long?
Yes.
Wow.
It was supposed to be like a thing for phones, but now there's this YouTube thing, so they must have put it on YouTube. Wow, that's crazy. I started getting more phone calls like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the age of MySpace.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So then I.
We've been to the MySpace land.
Girl,
MySpace era.
Do y'all know what MySpace is?
Our younger followers do not.
Yeah. Exactly. They're all. Huh?
Yeah.
Take it back to Friendster even. Anyways, that's too vintage. So I would log into MySpace and I would have thousands of messages from people all over the world.
Wow.
Hey, when are you coming to perform in Australia, Philippines, all over the United States?
Wow.
That's so
like,
cool.
And I had 12 minutes of material from my free class.
Wow.
And people were like, when are you coming to perform here? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not even a comedian.
What?
And it was getting so crazy that I didn't have an agent or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting messages on MySpace from network executive assistants.
Wow.
That were like, hey, I'm the assistant to so-and-so at CBS, NBC, fill in the blank, whatever, right?
Yeah.
They saw your nail salon video and they want to meet you.
That's incredible.
Girl.
That's how that shit works, though.
When you're meant to do it, you're meant to do it.
That one moment.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so I end up, like, taking all these meetings with everyone around Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. And production companies and different producers and network executives. And everyone saw this nail salon video. They're like, who's this girl? How do we meet her? You know? I had to buy a calendar. I didn't even own a calendar at the time. And this is like, there's no calendar on your phone. Like, this is flip phone days.
Yeah.
So it was like, I had to go to Staples and like buy me one of them calendars. And they're like, well, I have a meeting on this day. Like,
and you're by yourself. No team.
No team.
How old were you?
I'm 24, 25.
Yeah. Yeah. So still like early on.
And yeah. And I remember I would get all these messages from people like, oh my God, you're so funny. We're your fan, whatever. I'm like, what? I have fans? And I would like reply to people. And I didn't know. Here's the funny thing. I didn't know how to be famous. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that famous people don't respond to every single message that they get. I would spend like 4 hours in a row just replying to people.
Yeah.
And I would like write the same sentence and just copy and paste it. Thank you so much. Copy, paste. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I'm just replying to all these people. And then I get like repeat people that are like, is this a robot? You already said this to me. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I don't know how to be a famous person. I'm sorry.
I've got a team.
And I remember talking to my sister one day on the phone and telling her everything that's going on. And I'm like, okay. This is either a little phase that I'm going through, or this is the beginning of the rest of my life.
Right.
And that's exactly what it was. Oh, that was the beginning of what set me off. And here I am working on my 5th hour special from a little nail salon video.
What's
that was
meant
like 4
to
minutes.
Be is meant to be.
Honey.
Yeah.
And I think, too, what people loved about it is it was just so real. Like, if you've gone to a nail salon, you have experienced that exact
time
situation.
And time again.
Yes.
And that's what it hit so well.
It connects.
Were like, exactly.
Oh, the waxing?
I know. Exactly. Like, we got that. We're Persian,
honey. We get it all the time.
New Western.
I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yes.
And they let you know how they really feel. It's like, oh, honey, you need to wax.
And then they whisper with their friend and they're talking shit about your toes.
All of it. And it hit so hard because it connects and relates. And that is always my goal in my stand-up. Every story that I tell is my attempt to connect and relate with the audience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want people to leave my show feeling like we're best friends.
Right.
Feeling like, ooh, I get you. Or, ooh, she gets me.
Yeah.
Oh, my husband does that.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
My mom is the same way.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want people
that's
to leave
perfect.
My show feeling.
Right. Love that. I mean, that's essentially what we try to create here, too, when we have our guests. It's like, listen, we all are going through the same shit.
Just
you know what I mean?
You got your period, I got mine.
Yes, and it sucks.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm blown. Yeah. And my pants don't fit right now.
Yes.
So...
So I kind of get like anxiety when I have my period and I go work out.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Yeah, because you're just kind of afraid that you're going to lift your leg and bam, there's a leak.
Oh, how embarrassing is that? That is terrifying.
But you know what? Now I have Thinx underwear and I like to wear them when I work out because they are comfy and breathable. And I definitely feel more secure when I wear them working out, knowing that if I do have a leak during a squat, my Thinx underwear will be there as backup to help a sister out.
Oh, I love it.
I know. Thinx is a period-proof underwear that absorbs your flow up to 4 tampons worth, guys. It can definitely handle an innocent little leak.
Mm-hmm. So let me tell you how it works. Your period goes in, no leaks or stains or smells come out, and you stay fresh, dry, and comfortable throughout your entire cycle. It can back up or even replace tampons, pads, cups, or anything else you're using today. And they look and feel just like an everyday pair of underwear. They're washable and reusable, so you can feel good about switching to a more sustainable period too. Thinx is on a mission to empower everybody with innovative solutions and social change. Every purchase gives back to their Give Rise program, where they're fighting for better access to puberty education, menstrual equity, and more.
To learn more about Thinx underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code LADIES to get $10 off your very first pair. That's periodbetter.com using code LADIES to get $10 off your first pair. So is it safe to say that most things that you get content from, like how do you create your characters? Where do you get your jokes from? Where does all this originate?
You know what is funny is I don't really do characters.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell stories. Bonquiqui is really like my one character I did on Mad TV.
Yeah.
But my stand-up is stories. I like mm-hmm. to tell stories. I like to take people on a journey. Mm-hmm. And I love that beginning, middle, and end, and then bring it back around, and then people mm-hmm. it just connection always. And I get my stories just from my life, just mm-hmm. living life, my relationship with my husband, my mm-hmm. mom, my siblings, like whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like we all, everyone listening to this right now has a relationship with someone, mm-hmm. whether it's a partner in your life, mm-hmm. whether it's a mother, a father, mm-hmm. a coworker, you have relationship. Mm-hmm, even sure. if it's just the parking garage guy when you pull in, and every time you see him, you go, "Hey, Bob," like there's mm-hmm. relationship. So that's one thing that we can all connect on is mm-hmm. relationship. And so I get my material from my relationship.
So right. smart.
Yeah.
I mean, so simple, but so smart. Yeah. You know?
Well, yeah. we were just talking about this. Remember the other day when I was telling you how, My dad's a very serious person. He can be funny too, though, which is funny.
In his like dad jokey
two,
way.
Yeah, yeah, he's got yeah, two yeah. different sides. But I always grew up being the jokester in my family, uh-huh. laughing about everything, finding comedy in everything. And he would get so upset with me, like, "Do you think everything is funny? Everything is not a joke," you know? And I'd be like, "But it kind of is."
Yeah. But if you twist it a little bit,
there's always right, a joke yeah. somewhere. And I just think, like, it's such a great way to go through life. I think yeah. that's what keeps you young. That's what keeps you happy.
Like the glow starts from within.
You got to laugh about everything. I laugh about everything.
Yes. Even if it's not much. PC, you uh-huh. will laugh at it. I will laugh at it. And I appreciate it.
You got to find it. It's just, yeah. I don't know. I love it. I admire that you find it.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's a gift. It's a talent.
It is.
Not everybody can
Thank
see
you.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, and also the more we laugh, the more we get them crow's feet. You
That's
know what
okay,
I mean?
But you know okay.
that shows signs you got a good life. You're happy. Mm-hmm. You enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And there's an Instagram filter, so don't you worry.
Exactly.
Yes, there's an app to fix that.
No. Yeah.
I like crow's feet.
And laugh lines. Yeah, I love laugh lines.
I like them.
I don't want to film
mine. I'm not mad at them.
I struggle with it. I'll be honest.
Do you?
I do. I struggle with growing older. Uh-huh. Like, I thought I would be okay with it. Like, whatever age I am, that's my age.
Right.
I own it. I'm
yeah.
that, right? I thought it would be that.
Right.
Until the gray hairs started popping up.
Uh-huh.
Until the more creases under my eyes that the makeup doesn't fill
right.
anymore. And my body can't do the same things it used to do. And it's just like, whoa, hold on. How did this happen? When did I become my mother?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, so my husband and I, we don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And we've always said that we didn't want kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 37 now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to ask myself the question, like, do I really not want
mm-hmm.
them? Because TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Clock's ticking.
This is, we need, maybe we needed to hear this.
Yeah, now or never.
Right.
That's what it kind of feels
yeah.
like, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want to do anything because of pressure, because of,
mm-hmm.
well, do it now or else this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to want it. You have to
yeah.
be ready to at least want it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's at least become a question for us.
Right.
When before it was like, non-negosh, we don't talk, we're not even, neither uh-huh. one of us want kids, blah, blah, whatever.
How does he feel about it?
Same. Like, okay. he doesn't want kids, but we talk about it more. And
yeah.
we bring it up, and we're like, what if, well, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the conversation, it's usually like, nah.
It always goes back
I
to
like
this
my
is
life. Forward. This is Omar and I. This is exactly me and my boyfriend. Same thing. Same
it's
thing.
Like, yeah. I don't know. And then I get inspired by people like Eva Longoria. She mm, had her mm-hmm. first child in her 40s.
Right.
And she looks fantastic.
Yeah. Killing it. Like,
I mean,
breastfeeding, directing an episode.
Crazy.
Like, that's like hashtag goals.
Yes.
But I see people like that and I go, okay, like, she didn't have her first child till she was 40. My cousin didn't have her first child till she was 41.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I can at least wait until I'm 40.
Mm-hmm.
And see how I feel then,
mm-hmm.
because right now I enjoy, I have my little dog. He just curled up right here
Aww.
On the floor next to me.
And he's so cute.
On the electrical cords.
You know, he loves electrical
Don't
cords.
Drool. What's his name? Bonzo?
Bonzo.
Don't drool, baby. You're going to get electrocuted.
When it's funny because we do a podcast at home, me, my husband, two of our friends, and we have a bunch of like electrical cords like
mm-hmm.
going everywhere.
He likes
to lay. He'll go to the electrical cords, fluff them up a little bit, and then sit on
it. Is it because they're warm?
I don't know. know.
Because my cat's like that too.
That's weird.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, yeah, I think they feel some kind of warmth.
Or maybe they feel like some vibration. They in like there or
the,
something.
Ooh. The electricity.
That's freaky.
The electricity. Yeah. Well, he's a dog. So.
He's so
But
cute.
I'm good with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel you.
We talk about this with all our guests. We're like, okay, do you have kids? Do you want kids? How do you feel about the kids?
How do you balance? What's the, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. And I think the main consensus is that you're never going to regret having your kids. Once they're here.
I don't know.
I know somebody who does.
I have a friend.
Everyone has that friend. They're have a friend. Why did I get knocked up?
Exactly.
She got multiple kids. And she told me, she was like, girl, if you are thinking about having kids, make sure you actually want them.
Right.
Because if I'm being honest, if I'm being 100, I miss my old life.
Damn.
See, I don't want to say that.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, thank you. I need honest people like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
But everybody else, like my best friend Maya, she'll be like, oh my gosh, Mateo has a fever. Noah has an ear infection. And then when one's not sick, the other. And then I have to wake up, be at work by 6 a.m. And by the time I did this and this and that, she's like, but it's so worth it.
And you're like, bitch. Really?
You like you like your life?
She always is so worth it. And any other mom you talk to, it's so worth it.
Yeah, they all say that.
It's always the hardest thing I've done, but the most rewarding thing. I'm like, girl, I don't want more hard things. I got to sell tickets to my tour. That's hard. I got to wake up early and do press.
And perform.
I got to,
yeah, and be on your P's and Q's.
Yes.
No, that, trust me.
You see how many meet and greets I just did? I don't got time for a kid.
No. I know.
Well, her and I made a pact.
What is it?
Because we're cousins.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yes.
So I was like, once one of us starts, the other one has to do it. We have to do it with each other so we can raise them together.
You better not get pregnant in the next 2 years. I'm sorry.
You better.
The way that I'm bad with my birth control.
I know. Yeah, I know. I got an IUD for that.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I can't.
I've
no chances.
About
yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I was telling her. I was like, I feel like if I get the IUD, I'm for sure not having kids.
But you could take it out and get pregnant right away.
But that's a conscious decision to do it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. I'm like, if I'm going to get pregnant, it's going to be an accident.
There you go.
Hilarious. You're like, well, God, it's up to you.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the draw.
Well, hopefully you don't get lucky for a while.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, and I think as long as you and your partner are on the same page, like, that's super important, too.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are like...
For sure. Thank God we're on the same page.
And you guys work together, right?
Yeah, we work together on certain projects. My husband's in music.
Okay.
And he wrote and produced an album for my character, Bon Quiqui.
And you did music videos for those.
So I've done music videos. We did a couple of tours as Bon Quiqui. It was amazing. And we worked together on those tours. And then we'll work together on different projects here and there, but it's not like we're partners in everything that we work on. Like he writes and produces music for commercials and TV shows and stuff like that. And then I go on tour and I go do my shows. We sometimes work together.
How do you balance the time? Like, do you guys have a specific, like, we don't go this amount of time without seeing each other?
You know, how do I balance it terribly?
Right.
There is no balance.
All right.
Turns out I'm drowning. The longest we've been away from each other was a month, and I didn't like it.
That's a long
How
time.
Did you do that?
It was hard.
FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Right.
I was in Australia, and he was here.
Oh, damn. And the hours are totally off, too.
Yeah. Hours off. Everything. And it's just like, it's hard because here I am in Australia, and I'm like living my best life. I'm experiencing so many things. We had the most fun night last night, and we went to the speakeasy, and like, it was just like the night of our lives in Australia. And I'm experiencing all this without him. You know,
it sucks.
And it's not only like in the moment, like, oh, I wish my husband was here, but it's also potentially dangerous because you get okay with he's not
the
involved
distance.
In all the aspects of your life.
Right.
You end up like, I get my cup filled up from this person and that person. Mm-hmm. So at least my cup is full. But mm-hmm. I want my husband to be the one to fill mm-hmm. my cup. Mm-hmm. But if I'm out here on the road, I have no choice but yeah. to like be like, hey, homegirl, like, let me confide in you.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Right.
Where does and he then, fit in?
Exactly.
After, yeah, after that.
And
yeah.
you get too used to, like, then you come home mm-hmm. and it's like, well, I just had a time of my life.
So, and you weren't there and it was right. fine.
And it turns out I was okay. No, but I really, I didn't like it. It was yeah. too long. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get clingy mm-hmm. with my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's usually when I get anxiety. Like, for instance, I'm about to start my tour in 2 weeks. It's the technically not stalking tour. Mm-hmm. And my husband, he's even going to be with me for a lot of it. Like, he's going to come out a couple weekends and go back. But just because I know I'm about to start tour, I start getting anxiety. Mm. Yeah. I start getting anxiety about packing, being away from my friends for so long. I'm going to be gone for 3 months.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And we're going to be based out of Nashville and then taking our tour bus out of Nashville, coming back to Nashville. So it's processing all of that. Mm-hmm. And what happens when I get anxiety is I cling to my husband, even mm-hmm. if it has nothing to do
it's
with
your
him.
Comfort blanket.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
And he'll be like downstairs, and I'm upstairs, and I'm like yelling to him, like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm watching a show." I'm like, "Can you just watch it up here, please?"
Yeah,
I miss you.
Yeah. And he's like, "But babe, I'm just watching my show." I'm like, yeah. "But can you just be up here?"
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah,
just
no.
Be by me. Uh-huh. Well, that's all. Just be by me.
Oh.
No, I get it.
I do too.
I get it. Yeah. I didn't used to be that person. Now I'm that person. I'm like, who is this girl?
Yeah. Who's this girl? All needy and whatnot.
Yeah. Like my ex, I like was like, ah, you do your thing. I'll do mine. And the same thing. Yeah. Like you said, we got too comfortable being super independent. Uh-huh. And now that I'm in a healthier, happy relationship, like we want to do everything together all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is this healthy?
Right.
I don't even know if this is healthy, but yeah. I don't care.
You're going to go the opposite way?
Yeah, exactly.
One extreme to the other?
Right. Yeah. So how is tour life? Do you like it?
Girl, pros and cons. Everything has pros and cons. I mean, I love seeing the reaction from people. I love meeting people that are like, your jokes help me get through a really difficult time in my
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, meeting them firsthand. Like,
yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I hear stories all the time from women who are like, hey, I don't get along with my mom,
mm-hmm.
but we actually bond over you mm-hmm. and your jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And
so dope.
We went to your show last week and we actually had a good time together. So aww. Thank you for that. Like, stuff like that yeah. reminds me why right. I do what I do. It makes the early 4 a.m. wake up call to mm-hmm. go through TSA yeah. pre-check and get on, you know what I yeah. mean, layover in Minneapolis, and then by the time I get on stage I'm exhausted, but I'm like, hey, I'm here for the
damn.
People
right,
you know. And then you hear stories like that, you're like, yeah, that's why
exactly.
that's why I did it.
That drives you.
So it's yeah. it's pros and cons.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. You're away from your family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're away from, I mean, you know, it's yeah. that's
living out of your suitcase. Mm-hmm. It's
all of it.
I used to love it in my 20s. Now I'm in my 30s. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I
it's
like,
hard.
Yeah. I can go out for like 4 or 5 days and I'm ready to come back home.
Honey,
yeah.
yes, yeah. for sure. Yeah. Now I'm so grateful that I am in a place in my life where I can pick and choose how I want to travel and who mm-hmm. I want to travel
yes.
with. So I'm very family. Like mm-hmm. everyone around me is family to me. If they're not blood, they're like blood, right? Mm-hmm. So my team that I roll with, I have my assistant, my road manager, her name's Jaquie.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, I call her like my life producer because she's involved in every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
And she's like my walking Siri, just like, you know, Jaquie, where do I go at 3:30 today? And, you know, and there's the answer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank you so much.
You'd be lost without her.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. And now I have, this is Jaquie's husband here with me now.
Nice.
And he has also joined my team. And so he helps me with everything from my material to mm-hmm. Just brainstorming ideas mm-hmm. to my social media to mm-hmm. filming when we're on the road and doing like my YouTube series, AJ on the Road, which is like my little own documentary
mm-hmm.
and like filming and editing that. And my opener comic, I've been working with him for 8 years now on the road. Yeah. And he's just like my dude. He's my go-to guy. He knows my voice. So he even will be like, okay, when you said this part of your joke, what if you went this way? And so like we help each other like that. And then he's just a good hang. So when we're not on stage, we actually enjoy each other's company. Right. And then I have my dog with me all the time.
I was going to ask you, do you take your dog?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do. And he's such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. And stress then, reliever. Animals,
it's home.
Okay,
can that's
relax.
Home. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Once, as long as he's like right here and I can like pet him or even just like, it's their energy. The therapeutic benefits of a dog's energy is so powerful.
No, I totally.
So that's like my crew that I roll with.
Yeah.
So that I feel comfortable when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
We all know each other very well, so we could be real with each other, be ourselves with each other.
And it's that trust, you know what I mean? It's so important.
Having the safety of trust, especially in this industry,
exactly,
it's priceless.
It is.
And then we're so real with each other that we can check each other on things. Mm-hmm. So, like, one of our things that we employ is gratitude, right? So we started doing this about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, the power of gratitude, right? And I used to start my shows with just a prayer. Hmm. But now it's become, we start the show with sharing something that we're grateful for. Mm-hmm. And I believe that gratitude shifts your energy. Mm-hmm. So it raises your frequency. Mm-hmm. If anybody in my team, wherever we're at, we're even at lunch, we're not even at the venue yet, but somebody's in a funky mood. Mm-hmm. You all feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You roll so tight. You know when somebody's going through something or not 100. We will stop what we're doing and say, you know what, let's go around and say what we're grateful for. And we're doing it together. So I'm hearing what you are grateful for, and I'm being present in your life as you experience gratitude in your life. And gratitude is raising your vibration. Mm-hmm. Your vibration is going out and touching me. Mm-hmm. Now my vibration is raising, and I'm sharing what I'm grateful for, and now it's touching you. And what we just did in our little circle was we raised our vibration, our frequency. We start operating out of a place of gratitude instead of self-pity, instead of anxiety, instead of whatever it is, stress that was weighing us down. You just took your mind off of that thing and put it on something positive, and gratitude begets gratitude. You put it out there, it comes right back.
I was about to say that, and you tracked it.
And so that's where what we do now is, if somebody in the crew is funky, be like, you okay?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do gratitudes. All right, we're going around and do gratitudes.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
It is.
And it's like you're not leaving, no man is left behind kind of a thing. It's like, we are doing this together. We are family. What are you going through? Let's get through this together.
Yes.
Yeah. It's important.
Unity.
We do that too, because like, obviously, because we're family. So like, and we have a tight knit. So she's married to Miguel. I'm dating Miguel's cousin.
Y'all is family.
The blood is thick. Yes. And everyone in our crew, same thing with you, essentially. It's just, it's such a close
family. And we all work together.
And a lot of times we all work together. And we tend to do the same thing. When we see somebody falling off track, we're like, yo, what's going on? What are you going through? Let's talk about this.
Yeah, and you know? And holding people accountable too as well. Yes. It's really important.
That's so important.
Yeah.
But I love that lifting your vibration and making that higher, it really works.
Yep.
I love
holding that. People accountable, even especially like we're in comedy clubs and they got chicken fingers, french fries, all the goods.
Oh, you go that far? We need that. We need to implement that.
Let me tell you. Usually it's Eddie checking us on our food choices is what it is. And then when he leave the room, then we're like, hey, bring me some chicken.
He's gone.
You know? And but as we try to stay healthy, I in my green rooms, I always have like a veggie tray or fruit.
Yeah, because it could get bad on the road.
And you have an excuse. You're like, I'm in a new city. I could try something new.
That's us all the time.
Well, like, come on, we're never here.
We gotta taste the city.
Yeah.
I like to even reward myself. Like, I just had a great show.
Yes,
I deserve nachos. You know, I'll find any excuse. Be like, we sold out.
You're tiny. You've always chicken been wings. Tiny.
I've always been petite.
Well, let's talk about this because you were saying a good point, and I cut you off because I was like, save for the podcast.
Yes.
But you were saying you heard Nas's thing on Genies.
Yes.
Episode. Let's talk about that.
So you guys did your episode on her YouTube channel about weight.
Yes. And body dysmorphia, anxiety, all of that.
Of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've been petite my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've always been. And I remember when I was younger, I remember being like 60 pounds, like when I was a kid. But when I got to like 70 pounds, already in my mind, I was like, I'm not 60 pounds anymore. That means like I'm getting fat.
That sounds so crazy.
And I'm a child. Pounds. And I'm a child.
Right? How old were you at the time?
I mean, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like those years, right? Yeah, yeah. And then so from the time I was like 19 until I was about 26, 27, I was 105 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Period. 105
pounds.
That
was me in fifth grade, honey. Lucky.
Like, that was my weight.
Right.
And then going into, like, my early 30s, now I'm, like, 115. And so
The slow progression, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It took me a second to, like, be okay with 115, but I was like, this is actually good. I like 115. I'm okay with this. You know? I never had a booty. That's why I always wrote jokes about how I don't have a booty. I was always skinny chicken legs, chicken arms. But there, in that dysmorphia, it was like, even though I wished I could be more, like, voluptuous or have curves, I didn't really want them.
Right.
Because
You weren't used to it.
I wasn't used to it. You would look at the scale and be like, oh, hell no, no, no. I got to relax, right? Yeah. Now, I am at my heaviest, and I'm 125 pounds. And anybody listening would be like, girl, that's nothing.
Right.
That's my weight.
And props to you for sharing.
Right.
Because I'm never going to say it.
In my body dysmorphia, my whatever, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've always been able to track my abs. Like, even if they're not ripped, I can look in the mirror and be like, there they are. I see them.
Yeah, right.
They're right there.
Or feel them.
Yeah, I can feel them.
No,
now... Yeah. I'm like, I was telling my husband, I was like, babe, I look better with no clothes on because the second I put clothes on, it squishes and you can see the extra. So I look way the better muffin. Naked. Like, naked, I don't got no muffins, nothing.
Oh, my God.
But it's something that I have been struggling with accepting, being okay with. And then I saw your guys' episode, and I was like, oh, my God.
You're
like,
not alone.
That's where I'm at. And then being a skinny girl, I don't get to talk about weight freely.
Mm-hmm. No, because it's looked down upon.
Yeah. And it's like, girl, what you got to complain about?
Exactly.
When really we're all in our own struggle at your own category, whatever that is.
Whatever
this is
that
my
is.
Category, and I struggle with, like, okay, I'm 125 pounds, like, okay, maybe let me just tighten it up and
get down
then,
to 120. Yeah, I'll be happy at 120.
That's me right now. Yeah. Once I get back down to 120,
yes, I know this.
I'll
I know
be fine.
This,
and
this
it's
I can't relate to any of this.
This,
I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
120, is that the degrees you bake your chicken? What's this?
For real.
What's this 120 you speak
I'm like,
of?
Imagine if I was 120. Imagine.
Your boobs.
I'd be like a bobblehead.
Yeah.
But just that shit doesn't
look
work
good.
For me. Yeah,
No.
And that's the lesson to be learned is that literally all of us are feeling some type of way about our body.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like nobody's ever happy.
No.
Nobody's
no,
ever
it's
happy.
Always, if I just do this,
then
I'll be happy.
Yeah.
But then you get there and you're like, no, but then I can just do this.
And let me tell you, even the girl on Instagram who has the abs and the ripped up arms, she ain't completely happy either.
Nope.
When
exactly.
the last time she had nachos?
She
hungry. Is sad.
She's
sad. Don't let her lie to you. Her plain chicken breast and cauliflower rice is not cutting it. Yeah. That's a lie.
Oh my God, wait, what did I write in my notes one day? I was like really stoned one day.
I have it.
And we were brainstorming for topics and ideas for the show. And I said something like,
you saved it. And I was dying the other day.
What price do I have to... Oh, shit.
No,
she's going to find it.
I'm going to find it.
But,
wait, I found it.
Here we go.
Do you suffer from sad gut?
That's what you wrote.
There was another part.
What kind of life do I need to live in order to have my dream body? That's what you wrote.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
drop
it.
Drop mic.
Anytime I see like a perfect body girl on Instagram or like in real life, under my breath, I'm always like, we get it. You like chicken breasts. Okay.
Right.
Or like if a muscly dude, I'm like, we get it. You like protein shakes. Okay, we get it. Yeah. Such a hater.
No, it's true. I know. Same. But man, the struggle is real. And also, you can't get fixated on the number because that shit really doesn't
mean threw my scale. I don't have a scale in my house. That's I can't good. Look at it because it'll throw me off.
Yeah, like, you can't. It really...
It's not healthy.
It's a range, okay? Like, okay, yes, if you've gained like 10, 20 pounds, you know, you can keep
but
track
I
of that.
Can
but
I can range that by my jeans. Like, jeans exactly. don't budge. You
right.
know, you can
exactly.
scale
right.
your weight through that.
Yeah. If you're wearing stretchy pants every day.
Yeah, right. you could get out of hand.
Yeah. You gotta put your jeans on.
Yeah, I've moved into high-waisted jeans.
Oh, yeah.
You've moved in.
I'm like, if it's not high-waisted...
It holds you in.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, and it gives you like the waist.
It gives you the waist. I can wear like shorter tops if I have high waisted.
Yes,
it covers like the worst, you know.
The worst.
And it leaves only the top parts.
Oh,
so I'm like,
you guys, she's tiny,
tiny,
tiny.
But hey, this is my.
We all have our struggle. Yeah. Like we just
thing,
said, yeah.
you know, like it's something I think about. I know what I've looked like in the past. I know what I looked like when I was a professional cheerleader.
Yes, we read that.
Like, I know that body.
Uh-huh.
I had it. It was mine.
Yes, but how old were you? What was this?
1920.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yes. I don't know that
metabolism
girl.
Yeah. was my appetizer.
Exactly.
Like, that's just...
You could have ate probably anything you wanted and been like, I'm cool.
Anything.
Yeah.
And
everybody
would always tell me, oh, it's going to catch up to you. Like my mom would tell me, like, your metabolism is going to catch up to you, make sure you're taking care of yourself.
No, our Nana used to tell me that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me, because she was like, you're already thick, girl.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was her. She was the skinny one. She'd be like, keep eating though, mija.
You keep doing you, mija.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was her. That was her.
You're pretty, mija.
I remember I wore some boots for New Year's, and she was like, look at those chunky legs.
No, no.
I was like, that's it. I'm never wearing this
my
again.
My heart. But you couldn't get past your boob to even feel your heart.
Exactly.
She said that for real?
Oh, yeah. It's those comments that are said to you at a young age that, they live there forever. Like, boom, chunky legs, chunky legs, chunky legs.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And I love your legs.
Thanks.
Yeah. They're like tone and like, yeah.
Yes,
she has great legs. Yeah.
Now.
That's great. Apparently, they were chunky. I don't
know. No. So how was your family? Like, because you're Mexican, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have thicker women, thinner women, a mix. Like,
mix. Everybody mix.
So did they give you a hard time for being skinny?
No.
No.
I mean, they would... flaca or whatever, but always in love, never really like shaming or anything like that. But my whole family is very mixed. We have women of all different sizes, and there's a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're Mexican, Native American,
same
Persian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Minus the Persian.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. So we understand.
Okay, so do you think – this is something her and I talk about a lot too. It's like, do you think the comedy world has taken a hit now that everything is so PC and like everyone's afraid to make those jokes? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, your nail salon joke in a sense could be, you know, considered racist or whatever, you know? And it's like we're losing that comedy, that edge.
Yeah.
Do you feel that? Do you
100,
see it?
100.
How does it affect your work?
If my nail salon video came out today, it would not go viral.
Yeah, no.
It would be a topic of discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would be, do we need to start a campaign to get her fired from all her other jobs?
I can't. Like,
it would be that. Thankfully, my nail salon joke, if you listen to it from beginning to end, you will not hear hate. You won't hear any sort of racism or right. anything. What right. you will hear is me telling a story mm-hmm. of my personal experience. Mm-hmm. And I happen to be very accurate mm-hmm. at the story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very accurate.
And what I do is I feel like I hold up a mirror to society. And yeah. I say, look at us. Here exactly. we are. Look at us. And then some people get offended because of what they see yes. in the mirror.
Yes.
And then they get mad at me. I go, oh, no, I was just holding up the mirror.
I completely right. agree with
and
this.
And then, so, but even if you break down that joke, like the nail salon joke, oh, that joke is racist. Okay, why is it racist? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is it because I do the accent? Is mm-hmm. that why it's racist?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So which accents am I allowed to do? Because right. if I talk like I'm from England, that's all right. that,
yeah.
That's actually, everyone's okay with that one.
Right.
So which accents am I allowed to do? Okay, if it's not the accent, what is it? Is it because you did a stereotype of an Asian lady in a nail salon. Sure, it could be a stereotype or...
or the truth.
Or I'm sharing right. my experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And the person in this story is Asian.
Yeah. Right.
So that's not the racist part. Okay, keep going. Which part then?
Yeah.
What's the racist part? Is it the time where I called her a mean name? Oh, no, because I didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So which part is it?
Exactly.
They're just sensitive.
Yeah.
It's something that we have to deal with as comedians. And like if I write a tweet, I'll sit on it for like 30 minutes and be like, okay, who am I going to offend with this?
Right.
Yes. And then sometimes by the end of it, you know, it's not worth it. Delete. And
really?
Then it just goes away into the abyss.
And it's probably a great joke.
And it's probably hilarious.
Damn it.
You know?
No, but he's like, send him to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll retweet him.
Yeah, laugh.
I'll be like, somebody really funny told me this.
I'm going to ghostwrite all your tweets.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's just me. There's some comics out there that are like, I don't care. I'm going to say whatever I want to say still.
Yeah.
And
I just caught the Dave Chappelle. Do you see his
I
most
need
recent?
To watch
I need
it.
To watch it. I know. Heard.
He goes for it.
I have heard.
You know what? Good
he
friend.
He always goes,
he always
for,
goes
it.
For it.
So it's expected.
It's not hurting him.
It's just funny to see. You definitely, like, I was looking at the audience.
Uh-huh.
And you definitely see those people with their arms crossed and they're just not laughing. Uh-huh. And it's like, why are you here? You yeah. know who Dave Chappelle yeah. is.
Right.
Don't come and see him.
Right.
Like, you know his humor. Right. Like, he goes after women. I mean, but it's funny. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch it.
It's like you said, it's the mirror, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just people taking things in life and turning it into a joke, and it doesn't mean it applies to every woman. It
right.
doesn't mean, you know, like you gotta take out the grain of salt.
Racist against my own people.
Exactly.
We all don't sound like cholas. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
You don't sound like that, but my cousins do.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
We all don't have an accent.
Yeah.
You're right. We don't. I don't have an accent either, but the person in this story does.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh. I know. It's all storytelling.
They take it personal.
That's... Yeah, I hate it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Everything personal.
Well, what's next for you besides, so you got this tour, technically not stalking yeah. tour.
I start in 2 weeks and very excited to be touring on a bus as a stand-up. I've toured on a bus as Bonkwikwi, mm-hmm. and that was amazing. So much fun, but a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Live band, backup dancers, like a huge production, like LED wall, lighting rigs.
Yeah.
Like it was amazing.
Huge thing.
But it was so much work. Mm-hmm. So I've always wanted to tour on a bus as a comedian because mm-hmm. I'm like, that's dope. We get to sleep, and then I just wake up. All I need is me, a microphone, and a monitor, mm-hmm. and I'm like, let's right. go. So I'm very excited to experience that side of touring. I think it might be easier on my body, so mm-hmm. I don't have to get up and go to the airport
right.
and then waiting here, waiting there, mm-hmm. but I get to just sleep on my bus mm-hmm. and then write material on my bus
right.
or do my meditations and like things. You're not going to be sitting in the airport lounge area doing your full-on meditation
yeah.
and being like, excuse me, you guys, quiet down. I'm trying to align my chakras.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but on a tour bus, like I'll be able to do whatever I want to do. And I'm hoping that even though it's going to be intense, show after show after show, I'm actually hoping for a little bit of rest as well mm-hmm. in the process.
Yeah.
And like being responsible with my off time and not scrolling through social media, which just feeds you poison, and putting my phone down and doing meditation, doing mm-hmm. self-work, doing journaling, doing mm-hmm. whatever it is. And who knows, maybe this 3 month will be actually rewarding for me as like a human, mm-hmm. as a spiritual being. Like
yeah.
I hope for a little bit of that.
Oh, she's so grown now.
No. It's beautiful.
You know, she's growing and glowing and thriving.
I was a chola, but I grew up.
That reformed is amazing. Chola.
I'm reformed. I'm not like that no more.
Oh, but best believe she has her hoops on.
Hey, every day. If I don't wear my hoops, I feel naked. I do. I feel like, okay, I forgot my hoops at home. Yeah. I keep a spare with me on the road. Oh, I do. I keep a spare set of hoops.
Oh,
it's
my
real.
God. In case one breaks. It's there's real. Superpowers in those ghetto
I
hoops.
I love it. I love it.
A street cred.
Oh,
right
my
here.
Gosh.
So when are you in L.A. for your tour?
Unfortunately, I was just here a few months ago, and I do my big headlining shows like every 16 months to 2 years.
Oh, we missed it.
Damn. You did miss it. Damn. But, I mean, I'll go up around town, do like 15 minutes here and there.
Right.
And who knows? I don't know what's in store for my next hour of material or what I'll be doing next. I'm just enjoying being present in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And love that.
Learning balance. Mm-hmm. I think it's something we're always learning because you can be balanced for a little while and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I'm not balanced.
Yep.
And then you come realign and you mm-hmm. come back. And so I'm just trying to stay present in the moment and see where that takes me.
Love that.
Super inspiring.
Any advice to young people that are trying to get into this industry?
I always say, do you and mm-hmm. do you well.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is there is no one like you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There can be people similar to you, mm-hmm. similar personality, similar sense of humor, look like you, but there's only one you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For instance, when I go to an audition and they're looking for a Latina detective, right?
uh-huh.
Guarantee you.
You're going to see Nas in the lobby.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and Nas going to walk in. Yeah. We're both going to be wearing our jeans suit. And leather jackets.
Yes, yes, that's my go-to audition outfit.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you need a new one.
Me, Nas, and 12 other girls that look just like us, right? We all look the same. We're all going to be Latina. We're all going to be brown hair. We're all going to have our leather jacket on. We're all saying this, the same words, the highlighted, right?
Yeah.
So at first glance, you'd be like, oh, dime a dozen. There's a bunch of us, right? However, nobody has your story. Nobody has your childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has your abuse. Mm-hmm. Nobody has your victories that you've had in your life. Nobody has your health issues mm-hmm. that you've had. Nobody has your parents got divorced when you were 8. Nobody has your sister is, you know, manic or whatever, and your brother is an addict or whatever. Like, nobody has your combination, your recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So your point of view is going to be different. Mm-hmm. The way you speak, the way you carry yourself mm-hmm. is different.
Absolutely.
There is no one like you.
Those mm-hmm. triggers are different.
All the triggers are different.
Those acting triggers are all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's not one person like you. Whatever you're trying to do, if you're mm-hmm. trying to be an actor, a comedian, a musician, a plumber, a own my own business and make cupcakes for people, whatever you're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
there is no one who has your story.
Mm-hmm.
So just show up, do you, and do you well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't half-ass it. Don't phone it in.
Mm-hmm.
When you show up, when you get into that audition room, you leave it all on the table. When mm-hmm. you get up on stage, you leave it all there. Mm-hmm. You do you mm-hmm. and the best version of you mm-hmm. in that moment. So do you and do you well.
I love that. Keep we all need that reminder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we do. We need to. I need to be reminded sometimes.
Yeah, especially when you walk in that room, you're like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, and it's a little discouraging when you walk in and you see the 14 other girls that look like you.
Right.
You're like, damn it. Oh, God. Like, and then you get in your head, like, you see this girl, like, she's, like, way taller than you. You're like, oh, they probably want a tall girl.
Yes, I think that a lot because I'm like, mm-hmm. the other actors are probably taller, so they're going to want someone that matches them. And then mm-hmm. all of these things going, yes, mm-hmm. it's true. You do.
And it's also tricky because when you're acting, you're going in to play somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you have to try to keep it authentic and bring what you have, but you're also not being you. You're being a different character.
Yeah,
so it's like
walking that
learning
line.
To combine what you have into mm-hmm. that character. You know, it's
exactly.
tricky.
That's what makes a great actor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So keep it authentic, ladies.
You got it.
Angela, it was so good having you here.
Oh, it was amazing. Thank you for inspiring us, being here, making us laugh.
I appreciate you having me today. I love to talk all the thing. It's so nice. It makes me happy, you know. I like that.
I can't. I love that. So much. Thank you. And remember, guys,
you can always sit with us.
Thanks for listening to Ladies Like Us from the Lady Gang and Podcast One. Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts or on the Podcast One app. And remember, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
And as always, guys, thank you so much for listening to our show. But we would like to ask a small but very important favor of you. It'll only take a few minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, Podcast One will make it worth your time, literally.
We need you to complete a very short survey because the information you give us can help make things better for the show and you as a listener. Just go to podcastone.com/survey and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.com/survey. The first 250 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card from amazon.com, and two grand prize winners will be selected at random to get a $100 Amazon gift card. That is so amazing.
Woo, how about that, y'all? Free money.
Yes. Our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us cater to needs of you as a listener. So please go to podcastone.com/survey, answer some questions, and potentially make some money along the way. Thank you for being a dedicated listener. We love you.